now return to the Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is 9:26 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. And I'm very excited that the Micro Maidens are here in the studio with us. If we can, will you introduce yourselves as we go along the line so I know? What is your name, Pumpkin?
Little Miss Firefly.
Listen, you are tiny, tiny.
I'm only 36 inches small.
36 inches? May I ask how old you are?
I'll be 41 on June 20th.
So, and now, were your parents little people also?
No, both my parents are average height. I have three younger siblings who are all tall.
Really?
Yeah.
You, and how little were you when you were a little baby?
I was an average-sized baby.
Average-sized baby, but
I
just...
I'm 8 pounds, 7 ounces. My little brother was 7 pounds.
We were the same weight. We were the same weight at birth. Yeah.
For 30 seconds.
Yeah. Okay, and your name, Pungan?
I'm Bridget the Midget.
You're damn right you are.
Hi.
You are a legend.
Right.
You have a good reputation for being mean. You're mean. I love it, though. I love it. Listen, I wanted to have you on the show. You stood us up one time, a long time ago, and this is my... today, only about a half hour ago, I realized you were coming, and I got very excited, so thank you.
Well, you didn't ask me, but I'm a happy 48 inches.
Yeah, well, you're a giant compared to her. Yeah. And how old of a woman are you? Ah, I got you on that one, didn't I? No woman ever wants to talk about their
47.
Age.
47.
No, you're not. Are you really? Wow. And what is your name, Pumpkin?
My name is Tiny.
Tiny?
Yeah.
Very appropriate. Now, you, I would say, are very tiny, but you are the bigger one as far as height goes out of all the ladies, right?
Yes.
Get right on that microphone there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Sadie's are the same height.
You and who?
Sadie are the same height.
Sadie? That's mm-hmm. Sadie? No. No, who is
no,
Sadie?
Sadie,
Oh, she's not here.
Sadie's hungover.
Oh, really?
No, she's sleeping.
Who rolled the dice? Oh, well, why did she get to sleep and you guys all had to get woken up?
Well, there's only room for four of us here.
Oh, please. Plenty of room for four. All right. And what is your name, Pumpkin?
A group. Yeah. Kai.
Kai?
Yes.
And how tall are you, Kai?
4 foot.
4 foot. And can I ask what your nationality is?
Filipina.
Filipina? Do you?
Yes.
Are there a lot of Filipino little people? You could kind of fit in over there, because they're kind of all...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not known for their great height.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm very happy to have you all here. These lovely Micro Maidens are going to be at the Show Bar in Ybor City. Now, I don't know what it is... Now, Bridget, I know what you've done, but I don't know what it is that you guys do in the Show Bar. Like, what is it a burlesque type of thing? Is it singing? No, use the microphone.
We get these billy clubs and we smack people in the knees.
Oh, so you like how do we fun open stuff.
No. We dance. We are burlesque dancers.
That's I mean, burlesque. Yeah, because yes. I know it's not a strip club.
Like a review. Like an all-midget review.
Yeah. Yeah. So see, now, all morning I'm worried about whether I could say midget or not.
Of course you can.
I know you can say it because you're Bridget the Midget. What about you guys?
Yeah, what do you guys think?
I'm okay with it.
Get in the microphone.
As long as it's not offensive, like, you know.
Well, to me, so when we've had little people men on the show before, like Brad, the comedian.
Williams.
And, yeah, Brad Williams. Great dude. Doesn't care about being called Midget. He loves it. So, but then somebody else, we had Midget Kiss in here, and they didn't like being called Midget Kiss at all. Yeah, they don't like that.
The thing is, you're going to call us Midget behind our back. Just have the guts to do it in front of our face.
Well, see, I'm all for that, but I know you guys got up early, and I know that you got to work tonight, so I don't want to be a dick to you.
Okay, my deal is, since I'm so old, when I was growing up, that was the word we used was midget.
Yeah. Midget, right?
And then LPA came up with, oh, we're going to start using the word little people now. That's the new
word.
Doesn't
that sound
stupid?
And then
it turned to dwarf. It's going to be dwarf now.
Yeah.
Plus, nothing rhymes with little people.
And then it became short stature. And, like, you're telling me all these names as to what they're going to call me.
What they're going
to
call you.
Just call me what I feel comfortable with.
Exactly.
So it's like, what do you got? You know, it's like, what do we feel comfortable with?
I like it. I like it. Well,
people usually test the waters with us. Can I see the... And it, yeah.
Doesn't little people sound dumb, like you should be living in a flower? You know what I mean?
I find the word little, the term little person more degrading than the word midget. Like, oh, wow. I don't know. That's just...
I promise you, I will say everything that I want to say to your
like,
face.
I grew up in Colorado. There's a daycare center where the little people go.
That's where the little people go, the like little kids.
Yeah. And my friends are like, oh, where are you going to go after school? I'm like,
can I tell you what's running through my head? Huh? Your tattoos?
Which ones?
Oh, any of them.
My knuckles say bite size.
But are they like cheaper to get? Because they're smaller.
Half size. Oh, No.
Oh, really? What's up? Mine were all half price.
Half price, well, right?
All half price.
I do have a bunch of my best friend's a tattoo artist. She's tattooing me for free. But, my arm, between the
my
two of them, like 2,000.
What is that? What did you say?
My clothes is half price.
Yeah. So my wife has like little enough feet to buy kid shoes. That must be great, right?
Way much cheaper.
All right. So what? Where did you guys were last night? Does anybody remember where you were? Where you drove in from? Wrangler? Do you know?
Orlando.
Oh, Orlando. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then how often are you doing these shows?
Last month was our first one.
So this is like kind of a new thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, we knew all this.
Who wrangles you all together? Like, who said...
wrangles us.
Summer, you...
And then Dallas just stands over like this and looks at his kingdom. I'm just kidding.
Did you get a call one day? Do you get a lot of midget calls? Like, hey, we have this for you, we have that for you. Or, you know, like, from agents and stuff? Like, how does that work out?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Cause I get hired like for strip clubs to perform.
So you get naked at the strip club?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Depending on the club.
Well, I go topless, but I don't take my bottoms
topless.
Off. Like we
topless.
Even like stripping, right? I don't take.
Or like what do you call those nipple pasties?
Yeah. I'm wearing them right now. Do you okay? So you go. You won't go bottomless. You don't need to.
Not at my age. No.
Yeah. Not why is it blown out now?
It takes a while to tuck everything in. So
now, do you still do any of the other stuff? Any
spearmint
movies or anything?
Not working anymore. So.
Where is your favorite place to work?
My favorite place to work.
Like is Vegas or LA? Like what's the best? Or is it like someplace in the Midwest?
Random Massachusetts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why? What is good up there?
Because there's really good clubs out there.
I don't know, yeah.
And
they say Toronto's got that, or Montreal's got
that. Oh, I hate Canada. Canada's the worst.
Who's in a relationship? Anybody? You are? Full-size guy?
Yeah.
You too, Kai?
Yeah.
Filipino guy? Get on that microphone so I can hear you.
No, it's a white guy. 6'2".
Shut up.
Yeah.
How do you guys do it?
You see this one?
Let me see. Oh, full on, huh?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah. And how's the sex? Good?
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
So if you give me that one, I'm good.
Do you ever make sweet love to a midget man?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just tell you something? You midgets don't like other midgets.
Actually, I was divorced
with a midget guy?
People, yeah.
Yeah. And what about
my
his
husband's a midget.
Oh, yours is. Well, for you, though, you're so little.
That was some of the most normal sex I ever had was with a midget guy.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Normal stuff.
I was like, whoa, is this how it's supposed to be?
Yeah. And who was that? Was it Brad Williams?
No, I can't say. I don't kiss and tell.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no.
What did he look like? Was he famous?
Well, I did. Yeah, what's his name from Pirates of the Caribbean? Marty. We were standing up in the back of his SUV and doing it. And we were like standing. This is a while ago now, though.
You know, he's been in a bunch of stuff. He was on
Marty.
Scrubs. Yeah, he's been in a bunch of different things.
He has a little Raiders. He wears a little Raiders he's got a little Raiders tattoo.
Yeah. You guys are adorable.
I used to roommate with Wee Man and his ex-wife, Monica. We used to all roommate together.
Really?
Yeah. No, I got little, some stories there. Can't
you got
say.
A little Wee Man threesomes?
I can't say it.
You don't have to say
it
because you've already said it by not saying it.
No, but no, I've never had sex with Wee Man at 100%. You can ask.
Just a chick.
Never. But we used to share a bed.
You did?
Yeah, this is positive. Yes, we used to share a bed with his wife. And we would switch. She would take the top half. I would take her bottom half, and then we would switch.
That works out. That works out.
This is very. If you see him ever, you gotta ask him about that.
I used to tell my kids when my son was little. I had a little skin tag kind of thing over here. Mm-hmm. And he used to want to touch it. And I said, if you do, 100 midgets are going to run out of my ears with knives. And I don't know. I was just making up stories. And ever since then, I thought if I ever had a group of midgets in the room together, I'm going to make them just go in there. And but now he's 17. He's
already afraid.
Now, if you, yeah. I would love to throw you around. Can I tell you, if I went to a bunny ranch or something like that, where you can make sweet love to a little lady, I would do that only because I don't feel like I'm ever going to get a chance to do that in real life.
Yeah, I was at the bunny ranch for like, a couple of years.
And was that very, very, I mean, were you very busy?
No, I pretty much, I got hired to be the bar girl. I just sat at the bar.
Oh, so you,
I was a good talker.
And with everybody trying to come at you? I mean, everybody always wants the one who won't.
Yeah. No, honestly, there was just a lot of sickos there that really needed to talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had some really weird things to say.
Ooh, Spanish. Try to be early. You guys like Spanish? He's kind of like one of you, but except
for
the
Guatemala, Guatemaltecan. ¿Tú hablas español?
No.
Never mind. He's the worst. He's a Puerto Rican. Yeah. Come over here, Spanish. Do you guys find Spanish attractive?
Yeah.
Because he kind of, like, Kai? Is he big enough for you?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How would I say no?
He's buff, but he's like small buff.
Right.
And he's got some boots on.
He does.
It's those frijoles.
Yeah.
Does your mom make you those frijoles?
Yeah.
See, he's buff, but he's like small.
Right, but for you, perfect. Size-wise.
Well, I like that. I like buff guys that are not overly large buff.
Right. Muscle. You don't want big muscle-headed guys.
Yeah, like small buff.
Yeah.
I think there's an Asian word for that.
Fun size. You speak Filipino?
Yeah.
Bust some out for me. Give me the microphone. Say some weird stuff. I don't know.
She speaks Filipino.
Yeah.
I hear her on the phone.
You do? Fighting? Yeah.
She's talking to her family or something.
I always talk to my family.
Yeah. Where are they? Are they over there?
Philippines, yeah.
They know what you're doing over here?
Yeah.
They like it?
Yes.
Yeah. Sending money back?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they like it.
Not really, because my boyfriend, like, they don't like me to send all the time.
No.
He knows how hard I work.
How long have you been with this guy, this full-sized human being?
Two.
Two what?
2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
How come he didn't marry you yet?
I don't want it.
Don't do it.
I don't blame it. Man,
Because I recently divorced, and I just... So far, I'm okay with like this.
You were married to the midget guy. Was he Filipino also?
Italian.
Oh, hey, yeah. Little Italiano. Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah, interesting. What's going on? You're right over there. All right, look. Tell everybody where you're going to be. You're going to be at Show Bar in Ybor City tonight. Do you recall Ybor? Do you know what Ybor is? Ybor is like a strip, kind of like they have in. It's kind of like New Orleans, where they have that one big street with all the
bars on
Bourbon Street. You know. Okay. So that's where it's at, and you guys are going to be at the Show Bar, and you're going to be doing the Micro Maiden show. How many are you? There's four of you here today. How many more are? Oh, there's one more?
Mm-hmm.
That one bitch didn't get to wake up. Why is she so special that she doesn't get to come in here?
She was tired.
She's really tired. She helps us out a lot and stuff.
Guys, you're sweet then for letting her sleep.
She was up late last night helping us do stuff.
Counting the money.
Yeah. How's the money? Good?
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, last night, fantastic.
Yeah, huh? I wish I didn't have to get up so early so I can come see you guys do your Micro Maiden show.
Hey, you can pull an all-nighter.
Listen, I'm 52 years old. There's no all-nighters happening anymore. I freaked out the other night because it was 9:30 and I was still awake, so it just ain't happening. Okay, well, it's a pleasure to meet you guys. I hope everybody comes on out to see you at the Show Bar. And what about you? You got a boyfriend? What do you got?
I'm dating somebody.
You are?
But it's...
The NBA player?
Huh?
NBA player?
No.
No, I'm kidding. What kind of guys do you like? Who gets you?
Who gets me?
Yeah.
I have a weird taste in men.
Like what? What do you like?
I have a strange, very strange taste in men.
You like Filipino midgets? Just kidding.
I love tall guys.
Yeah, of course you love tall guys, because they're all tall.
Yeah.
What is your strange taste?
I have strange taste in men, all right?
Yeah, that's not all right. I need
to
know details.
We'll just leave it at that.
All right. What do you like, a guy with one leg?
See, now he's getting close. I got weird taste.
You do have really weird
yeah,
taste?
Yeah, I have weird taste.
Like what? Give me a little hint. You happen to like fat guys? We might be able to make a date tonight. No, what do you like? What do you got? What goes on?
I can't tell you.
Because you probably made Sweet Love.
Weird.
You made Sweet Love
and
the
then
buff
all those
guy.
Guys are going to come after me.
Oh, that's true.
And, then I'll be overwhelmed. And I got you.
Okay. And are you in a relationship?
No, I'm
no.
single. I'm the only single one on the tour.
Really? Are you looking?
To play.
Yeah. To play?
Like friends with benefits.
You like regular size guys?
I like them 6 foot and above.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that looks like. That works.
Very hot.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Kama Sutra, half midget, half tall guy.
Oh, I bet it's good. I would think that I would feel like a stud afterwards. I feel it's the first time I'd feel like I was super endowed and ready to go.
I'm actually a little offended. What makes you think that it's a man that I'm after? That's why I'm like laughing here. What makes you think that I have taste in men? I love how people assume.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm straight, so I'm always going to assume that that's
it. Yeah, I like my men with long hair, boobs, and no wieners.
I can say that word. Do you like women because you're sick of men?
No.
Or you just have a general interest in women?
Because instead of going like this all day.
Yeah.
I'd rather go. So much easier.
As a fan, I'd watch both.
So much. I'm a singer, and I have to keep my
Yeah. I understand.
So much easier.
That's way hotter. Like, do you find it's easier to pick up chicks?
Oh yes.
Really?
Gosh, yes.
God, I would lie.
See, now all the girls are going to come after me. Whoops.
It's not a bad thing.
Do you sing in the show?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, I do Green Jello, Three Little Pigs.
A surprise.
Green Jello, Three Little Pigs.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I love that's Green good. Yeah. Oh, I bet it's going to be a very fun show. What time? Do we know what time tonight? Anybody?
8 o'clock.
Oh, you know. Look at that. 8 o'clock, Show Bar, Ybor City, 7th Avenue. Fun bar. If you've never been there before, I'm giving it a stamp of approval. It's a cool bar to hang out and drink at. They always have weird, sometimes they got karaoke going on, like weird stuff, though. It's always fun. And to have you guys out there, I think, is a good move for them, because I think a lot of people come just to check out. And do you do any more work, any film work, or are you all done with all of that?
No, I just did a movie.
Yeah,
it should be on Netflix. I actually don't know the name of it yet, but... It's a horror film.
Oh.
And I get to kill people, and I get my brains blown out.
Yes. Oh, you're right.
It was awesome.
All right. Anything else anybody wants to plug? Do you have any websites?
I may or may not have a YouTube channel. Also, my band, Bridget and the Nameless. Check it out.
What is that? Tell me about that. I need to know about the band. I have a band. We could do a show together.
Yeah. Bridget and the Nameless.
Who's in your band? Like, it's a rock band?
Yeah. It's alternative punk.
Okay.
Yeah,
and you got full size people in the band.
Yeah,
and just you, and you sing.
Yes,
that's adorable. I would see that.
Simon, Brian, and Zambo.
Zambo.
Yeah.
All right. And what about you? Anything? Anybody? What got an OnlyFans or a website? Oh, get on it. Plug away.
Instagram.
Plug.
Plug away.
It's at or Instagram's at underscore tiny TINEE boo BOO. And then the same thing for the Instagram, Tiny Boo.
Tiny Boo.
And fun fact, because it's tiny because my name is Destiny with two E's.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That works out. Sure. Tiny Boo, you can find her on OnlyFans and Instagram. Bridget the Midget, Kai, and I already forgot your name. I'm sorry, Pumpkin.
Little Miss Firefly.
Little Miss Firefly. How did I forget that one? And what about you? You never did any...
I'm the sideshow performer of the group.
You are?
Yeah.
I love that.
This show, I'm swallowing animal balloons whole, playing in... Hot wax. I escape from straitjackets, play in broken glass. I hang from fish hooks.
Oh my God.
I've gotten lifted up by random different body parts, including the male appendage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I had a show in the Vegas Strip for 2 years.
Wow.
And right now, Micromaintenance has taken all my time, and I'm happy about it.
Oh, I think that's
great. I'm bouncing it out of Vegas all the time, so.
All right.
Well, Mike's going to be on Vegas.
I have a dirty mind. I'm thinking some gnarly things when you just said you're hanging from guys' appendages.
Yeah.
That made my day.
Yeah, he's from Finland. It was a piercer convention in Vegas. And he's like, my weight is lost in TSA. I need something about 50 pounds. And my friend's like, her. And he's like, can I say the...
No, say wiener. We'll just go wiener.
Wiener. He's like, can you hang from my wiener? I'm like, I've never done that. And as I'm hanging there, he's like, if you get scared, raise your hands and go like this.
He's like, Mom, there's crabs. I've been having them for a while. Look, they're huge.
Men from Finland.
Fireflies down there hanging on for dear life.
Wait a second. So I would love to see that. What do you do on Vegas? Like, I'm going to Vegas. How would I find you?
I'll
what do you
be
do?
In Vegas next weekend for the Alltel Porter Awards.
Oh.
My friend Penny Poison is up for a couple nominations, and I will be there. I've done some dirty, dirty stuff to that little lady.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look like it. You look innocent.
Yeah, I'm a stripper feature for. I also do fetish, so I've.
Yeah.
I get it.
I've like Mike Tyson
her with her sword. She's a sword swallower. I've pegged her with swords, and yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Bridget, I don't know. I feel like we'd be friends.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we'd be best friends.
I'm dying to go into the test.
Constantly want to punch you in the head all the time.
I must try. I want to kick you in the knees right
I
now.
I bet you would. It would just be
I'm
us.
I'm staring at those shins from here. I'm like, they got my name on it.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys getting up. We're done. Getting up early and coming in here. Go see the Micro Maidens at Show Bar in Ybor City tonight, 8 o'clock. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank
you made
you.
My day by coming
okay,
in here.
Okay, awesome. Let's get to the shin kicking.
We're out. I'm going to go smack Bridget around. It's the Mike Calta Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah. That's a